The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn here, joined by Chris Pimlott, to look ahead to the best of the action coming up on Thursday. We're going to look at two races at Newmarket and one at Pontefract. The start of a three-day meeting at Newmarket, I should say, the Cambridge meeting, of course. Good few days of racing to look forward to here, Pimmers.
Oh, absolutely fantastic stuff. Very mouth-watering, to say the least. We've got a group race tomorrow afternoon in the shape of the Tattersalls Group 3. We've got a listed race as well over 2 miles, and we've got group races both Friday and Saturday. So good racing at HQ for the next 3 days, and obviously we've got that £160,000 handicap, the Cambridgeshire. Try and win that if you can.
And how's things in the world of Chris Pimlott? We haven't spoken for a while, have we?
Yeah, all happy, yeah. I just came back from a week's holiday in Italy, which was very nice indeed.
All right for some,
Bongiorno.
Oh, very nice.
You know what I mean? Mm. Pretty fluent in it already. And yeah, now back to the grindstone. Good to be back in William Hill. And looking forward to the racing. And this time of year, often the results can get a little bit trappy, your likes if you're Leicesters and you're Nottingham. But through this dry spell, and seemingly we're in for a little bit of an Indian summer coming up, so that might just keep the results a little bit more regarding the form book, rather than the ground changing and the horses that enjoy a little bit more giving the ground come into their own. So might be worth bearing in mind that this ground hasn't just changed possibly quite as early this season as it possibly does in the past few.
That is true. Okay, well, we're going to look at three races, and we'll start at Newmarket with a 3:40. It is the Somerville Tattersall Stakes, a Group 3 contest over 7 furlongs. 8 runners down to go to post in this one. We'll start with Mubtagar here, Pimmers, a horse that I have a little bit of a soft spot for. Won nicely at York last time in a pretty competitive race. Official mark now is up to 102. That is the best in this race, and he might take some beating here.
I think he certainly will take some beating, to be fair, Alex. I mean, I thought it was a very classy performance on the Nagsmire when we last see him winning that DBS Premier Yearling Sales Stakes over 6 furlongs. Don't think the step up to 7 is going to be an inconvenience or whatever. And the good thing about this is the second horse has gone on to win a Group 3 fillies race at Salisbury. Mm. So that makes the form stack up. The third horse is his stable companion, Valley of Fire, in that York race. Again, he comes here in good form. Can't really see there being any change around in those two's fortunes. But obviously, Haggis has to take his chance with Valley of Fire because it's a Group 3 status. There's good prize money on offer. And obviously, you know, if the more black type these horses can get next to the name, whether the colts or fillies, is all important. So I think Valley of Fire is certainly a player as well, as too is Math Tool, who ran really well, I thought, in defeat last time out. That was in another Group 3 race. That was on the artificial surface at Kempton over 6 furlongs. Slow to go on that occasion. Again, if it can break on level terms, that should certainly help his cause. And obviously, stepping up a furlong should well suit as well. So, again, Math Tool, certainly interesting, carrying the colours of Godolphin there. And the other one I thought could run well is Make It Up. Andrew Balding and David Probert teaming up there in the familiar colours of George Strawbridge. Make It Up, fairly unexposed, has been in good form. Again, stayed on really well and won unchallenged at Goodwood last time out. He's got to up his game, obviously, to land a blow tomorrow, but I do feel that progression is there, and he's certainly one for the mix. And if the dead eight stand the ground, he might just be the little bit of a value bet each way. But for me, Mubtagar. to land the spoils.
Okay, Make It Up likely to try and force the pace, has done on all three of his starts to date, so that could be a potential each way in, couldn't it? If he can skip a bit clear, maybe Mubtigar can come after him. But you mentioned Mubtigar and Valley of Fire, of course, both trained by William Haggas. Interesting, though, they were... What was the gap between them on their last start at York? Let's just have a look here. 2¾ lengths between Valley of Fire and Mubtigar. They are rated £22 different. 102 rated Mubtigar, £80 rating for Valley of Fire. They obviously both run off 9 stone here. But, I mean, based on that, Mubtigar is going to be very hard to beat.
Well,
but at the same time, I think Valley of Fire could be potentially well in if going for a handicap in the future.
Yeah, it could well be, yeah. Certainly a mark of 80. You would think if he'd been in a handicap, he'd have been thrown in off that mark. When you think his stable companions, like you say, £22 higher in the ratings, but only beat him a marginally short distance last time out. So, yeah, but I feel that obviously they think that this horse might be just be a bit better than the handicapper, might
be.
And I suppose to try this route, if it doesn't work, if he remains off 80,
can always drop
be
back.
Very juicy, wouldn't he?
Yep, OK, fair enough. So move to gather pick then in the 3:40. Next up is the 4:15. It is the Jockey Club Rose Bowl, formerly the Fenwell Stakes, listed contest over 2 miles. 5 runners got to post for this Class 1 event. You've got a real mix of horses in here, Pimmers. You've got Flying Officer for the Gosden team, who is thoroughly unexposed, the 4-year-old. You've got Palisader, who's been kept pretty busy of late. A huge horse, takes a long time to get going for Sir Mark Prescott. Andrea Zaney on board that one. You've also got the likes of Time's Up in there. Real old performer, knows exactly what he's doing. Has been a bit in and out of late. And was slightly disappointing last time at Doncaster in the Doncaster Cup behind Estimate. But if returning to his best form, we'll take all the beating here.
Yeah, he certainly would come into the equation if you thought Time's Up of old was going to turn up. And that's the issue you've got to take. I don't think particularly Ed Dunlop's absolutely firing on all cylinders. And this boy's confidence won't be as high as it could have been with a couple of disappointing runs in the past. So for me, you've got to take a chance that Time's Up is turning up. And because of that, I'd certainly overlook him tomorrow afternoon. I think you've got Novarak and Shoeyman, who have both been plying the trade in handicaps of late, and on official ratings of a little bit to find. You've got Flying Officer, as you quite rightly said, very unexposed, fairly lightly raced. So he's obviously maybe a big horse that needs time to get over his races. But John Gosden did win this race last year with Caucus, so that's an interesting one that he knows what it takes to win this race. And then you've got Palastor, who had been running really well in handicaps throughout the season. Chucked in at the deep end then last time out at the Curragh behind Brown Panther. So that was no disgrace, really, being beaten 13 lengths in that Group 1 race. Whether he's had a hard time of it there and whether he leaves his race at the Curragh remains to be seen. But prior to that, certainly in his handicap runs, he's a major player. But on reflection, I feel that Flying Officer is the one to be on, simply because he's fairly unexposed. There could be a lot more to come from him, and Gosden does know what it takes to win this listed race.
OK. Flying Officer of the pick then. Carries 9 stone 6, £3 higher than the others. Carries the penalty for his win in the listed race at Nottingham, but like you said, unexposed and has a good chance there. The final race that we'll look at is the 3:30 from Pontefract. It's a handicap over 6 furlongs, a Class 4 event with 14 runners going to post. I'd say this is standard Pontefract fair, Pimmers, but I think that there could be one or two in here that but perhaps aren't, I think smart's maybe the wrong word, but certainly ahead of the handicapper.
Yeah, this is a very, very competitive race, and 14 of them head to post. And to be perfectly honest, all of 14 you could just about make a case for. They've either been running well or just things didn't pan out for them the last few races. And, you know, again, it just could be interesting on the draw, really. I mean, basically, you look through and you're the first one that jumps off the page at you is Evan Center, that John Quinn runner absolutely dotted up at the Western meeting last week. He didn't win. It was a case of when the Ian Brennan pushes the button, how far does he win by? Now Quinn has plotted this one up. I think that same race came to hand for Evan Center last year. He then came here with his penalty and won this race again. So they've had this little plan in mind for quite some time, I think. And again, he's £1 higher, that's all, £1 higher than when he was when he won the race last year. So he's definitely a major player. I think he's nicely drawn in four as well. again, it's whether he gets the splits. The thing there, he certainly got the splits, but it wouldn't matter if he'd had to come round via Glen Eagles and Perth. He still would have won that time. So he's definitely a big, big player, and he more than likely start a favourite, to be honest. But then you've got Poyle Vinny. He's been in great form for the Appleby Yard. Finished second last time out, but ran well enough in defeat. And prior to that, had got a couple of wins to his name, so he's in good form. The Old Faithful, Miss Place Fortune, she's applying a trade again here at her beloved Pontefract. She ran a great race, I thought, 7 days ago when she finished second to a progressive filly, I thought, as well, last time out. So there could be more to come from her. I don't think 10's too negative because she can just get a little lead and get a tuck into the race. You always know that when you back her, she's going to come with a wet sail. So she's certainly interesting. I know it's a while since she's got her head in front, but she is coming down to a favourable mark. And I'm sure it won't be that long before she's retired to stud. So it'd be lovely if she could go out with a win there. And hopefully she could be an each-way price for you as well. Of the others, I thought Percy's Gal was interesting. And right near the bottom as well, I thought the Midgley runner, Sun Raider, could be interesting because he was plying his trade in a very competitive race at the Curragh last time out, but prior to that had been running plenty well enough in the context of this race. So Trappy 14 runner, 6 furlong handicap at Ponte Carlo tomorrow. Heart rule in my head, I'd say Misplaced Fortune, but the head says Evan Sent, very difficult to oppose.
Okay, so between the two there, we'll give you two stabs at Ipimus because it is a tricky race, but Misplaced Fortune and Evanescent, the two to look at there. Great stuff, Ipimus. Can you just spin us through your three selections for Thursday afternoon, the two at Newmarket and the one at Pontefract?
Yeah, so looking forward to the opening day of this three-day Cambridgeshire meeting at HQ. The first selection we're going to go for is the William Haggis-trained Mubtaha, who was a very cosy winner of his last race at York. In the second race, the listed race at Newmarket, post time of 4:15, I'm going for the fairly unexposed Flying Officer for John Gosden and William Buick. And in the Trappy 3:30 at Ponte Carlo, 14 of them heading to post. Each way, Misplaced Fortune, but Evan Sent, the likely winner.
OK, brilliant, Pimmers. Best of luck with those picks and enjoy Thursday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.